A year-long investigation done by USA Today Network found a quarter of graduates in 18 U.S. law schools struggle to pass the bar exam and don't pass it within 2 years. And the problem goes beyond for-profit schools and delays the careers of these students while they're carrying huge debts. Arizona Republic reporter Ann Ryman was part of the investigative team looking into the issue and joins us now in studio. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
So why are these schools performing so poorly? What's at the heart of this?
Well, what happened is a lot of them during the recession lowered their entrance standards for students, and they accepted lower scores on the law school admission test. And this is one of probably the best measures before you enter law school of whether you're able to successfully complete law school and go on to complete the bar. So that is a big factor that we're seeing now, you know, a couple years later.
And what's the process like for a school that is kind of failing students in this way, or in which the students are not meeting the requirements of the bar exam afterward? What kind of process do they go through? It's a 5-year waiting period, I understand?
Yes. Right now, schools are judged for 5 years. So essentially, you need to have 75% of your graduates pass the bar exam within 5 years. Now, critics say this is just way too long of a time period. You know, most people, if they're going to pass the bar, they're going to do it in the first couple of years. So that's why there's really the push now to judge schools based on 2 years' worth of data. You know, you need to pass 75% of your students within 2 years.
And as part of the piece, as I'm looking at it online again, and there's a little phrase that says the ABA is out of step, and obviously someone said that. What have you heard about that, whether the ABA actually is out of step, and is the ABA taking any steps to actually remedy whether it's the 5-year versus 2-year or something like that?
There has been some criticism among federal regulators about the ABA not closing schools that really should probably be closed down. There's concern about the amount of debt that students are taking on. You know, the average law school student who borrows leaves with about $115,000 in debt. And so with that, you know, there really is concern that, you know, a lot of these students are leaving without debt. You have 18 schools that are 25% of their students don't pass the bar after 2 years. And so there really is a concern that more needs to be done.
And that was heard yesterday, right? There was a hearing on Monday about that very issue and about moving the requirement to 2 years. Tell us what happened.
Yes, the ABA is looking seriously at having a new standard for law schools where basically you would just have 2 years in order to have 75% of your students pass the bar. That was heard yesterday in what's called the House of Delegates, which is a policy-making body for the ABA. There is a real concern that if this passes, it could have an impact on diversity in law schools. And so the House of Delegates was not in favor of this at all. In fact, there were the vote was 88 in favor of changing this and 334 opposed. So, but even with that, the ABA Council can still go ahead and enact this if they so choose.
And are there cogent suggestions for improving the situation? As you mentioned, there's been a push to get more diversity in law school classes. There's also been, the U of A was a school that decided to de-emphasize the LSAT and get people who are involved in other situations to be accepted. Are there other bigger ideas that can fix this problem, or is this something that may be around for a while?
I think we're going to be hearing about this for a while. You know, there is a concern generally that bar pass rates are kind of declining around the country, and each state kind of has its own version of the bar exam. So, for example, California is very, very difficult to pass, you know, where other states, you know, maybe not so much. So I think this is something that we'll be hearing about for a while, and it will be getting a lot of debate and attention.
And lastly, before we let you go, I want to talk about this one student from Arizona Summit that you interviewed who had tried 8 times to pass the bar. What kinds of stories came out of this?
He has had a real challenge passing the bar. He's he first tried to pass the bar in California, which is obviously very difficult. And the last 2 times, he's actually flown to Illinois a couple days before the bar exam and taken the bar there. He's done a number of things, you know, bar prep courses, tutoring. He is bound and determined, though, to pass it, and he plans to take it again for the 9th time in February.
Ann Ryman of the Arizona Republic with a story that would make John Grisham proud. Ann, thanks very much.
Thank you.